Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sade. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I made a purchase yesterday. And the first time they put it through, it was like time ran out or something like that. So I called back again, and it was declined by my bank. And my bank is like overly secure about my account, and they put it down as a fraudulent thing, because like last year, people were putting through false claims on my card. I think at least four times I had to get a new card. So they're getting overly protective. So my bank, I just finished talking to them, and they said I have to put it through again. And if it's declined again, that I can go through a special department where they can clear it. And I really want the item. So they said I have to put it through again. And if you decline it a second time, they'll clear it so that I can get the item. And if that sounds confusing to you, then we're both in the same boat, because it's confusing to me.
So basically, your financial institution has been blocking the payment. But
it blocked it, yeah. Because I tried to put it through again yesterday,
Okay. And
it was blocked again. So they said it has to be blocked twice, and then they will clear it, and I can actually get the item.
Okay. Provide me with your zip code.
94806.
What's your name?
Diane Sneed, S-N-E-E-D. Two N's in Diane, two E's in Sneed.
I do see where you was trying to get the space heater, correct?
Yes.
So it still is, well, the payment's still not going through. So I'm not sure.
Okay, you mean you just tried it now and it won't go through?
No, we're not allowed to accept credit card information over the phone. But I do see where you tried to make that purchase three times and your financial institution still has been blocking it.
Okay, so you tried it three times.
No, you've tried it three times already.
Oh.
And your financial institution did block it. Like, I'm just saying, like, I do see what you were saying.
Okay, but it blocked it three times.
Yes.
So that means I made two phone calls and the bank blocked it twice.
No, the bank blocked it three times.
Oh, okay. So they should be able to clear it and I can get it.
Right.
So that means that I go through the
credit card company. They will have to unblock it.
Well, no, the bank said they could unblock it.
Said that they couldn't?
Could.
Oh, okay.
That if I tried it again, that they could unblock it.
Yes, but you would have to go back to the website and try it again, because we wouldn't be able to accept your credit card information over the phone.
Right. That's a shame. That would make it easier for me. Because I could talk to a human instead of going back to the survey thing again.
Yes.
Oh, man. Life is just not easy. You know, it's just not easy.
I wish it could be easy.
Yeah.
You get used to one way, then it changes again. So.
Yeah. The thing is, in the house where I'm staying right now, the guy... There's a married couple I share the house with. They're renting rooms in this house, and it is cold. What state are you in?
I'm in Alabama.
So it's pretty warm there, right?
Well, it was warm today, but lately it's been cold.
Yeah, well, I'm in California right now. We are in a cold snap.
Wow.
And this house does not have any heat, so I wanted to get this thing so I could shower.
Yeah.
It's really cold outside of my room. I have a space heater in my room, and all I need to do is run it for an hour. And my room is warm for a good long time.
Okay.
But to go in the bathroom to take a shower, it's cold. And that really deters me from taking a shower.
I understand that. But while your financial institution, they have unblocked it now and you've tried, have you went back to the website since they unblocked it and tried?
No. I just finished talking to them and then they said that I should try it again. But I thought, you know, if I talked to you and I told you that somehow
I could just process the order.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I told you about it, darn. I was hoping.
I'm sorry about that.
You sound very nice, and I know if you could, you would.
Yes. So.
Dang it. But, you know, well, some places you can.
But do you have the website address to go back and order it? Do you need that?
I don't know if I can even find that right now. It was a take this survey thing. So I don't know if I can find it again or not. The thing is, every time I've seen this, it's not this particular thing, you know, to plug it in the wall thing. It's been $30 and up, and this was $10.
Okay.
Just, you know, pay shipping and handling only. So I thought, wow, there's a bargain. I don't have to pay $30 or $40 for it. I could pay $10 for it. So that was a bargain. So I tried.
So, and when you order that space heater, make sure you review the terms and conditions because it could be something for a membership.
Okay.
And that membership could range between $49 and $50 a month.
Oh, thank you for the warning.
So once you order that product, just make sure you call in and cancel so you won't be billed anything extra.
Yeah, I ran across something like that where it was, like you say, it was a simple thing. But it had a subscription tagged onto it.
Yes.
And I went, what? Yeah. It was like that. It was some simple little thing. And then it had a subscription to it. And I thought, No, I did not want a lifetime, you know, commitment. No. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Thank you for the warning. Yeah, just like I'm single, so I've gone on some websites, and it's like I've been told that there are some that are free, and the ones I've been trying lately, it's free to sign up, but if you want to have contact with people, it's not free. If you want to talk to anybody, it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, no.
I don't want to pay to talk to nobody.
Yeah. And I have all these people telling me, but they're free, they're free. No, they're not so free.
No.
And I can tell by your voice that you and I don't have the same complexion. You can tell by my voice. We definitely don't. But I got to tell you my story, okay?
Yeah.
It's coming on 2 years, all right? I saw this guy outside of Walgreens 22 months ago.
Okay.
And this guy, every cell in my body responded to this guy. I mean, he was standing, I parked my van, and he was standing in front of my van, and our eyes met, and it was just, oh my gosh. And I do not know how deep your color is, okay? But this man is black. I'm not albino,
right,
but I'm white. And our eyes did not part. I mean, we were locked in. And then he smiled, and I thought, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm hooked. I'm totally hooked. I mean, every cell in my body reacted to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Every single cell in my body reacted to this guy. And he started walking toward my van, and I started getting out, and he still, we have not stopped looking at each other.
Wow. So and did you get a number, or?
No, I got nothing. I
what?
Got nothing. And he said something to me, and I said, I didn't hear what you said. And
right.
he stood there, and I could not speak to this man. I started saying, I can't. What I wanted to say is, I can't speak.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get the third word out. All I could say was, I can't. I can't. The most fabulous man I have ever seen in my life.
That
and
happened to me one time, but after that, I learned my lesson. If I want you, I'm coming to get you.
I'm telling you, every single day since then, and this is like 22 months, every single day I've thought about this man.
See?
I want this man. I want to live my life with this man. I have never felt what I felt with him in my life. I mean, you talk about love at first sight. I have every single day thought of this man. I can't let go. No man on earth will do but this man. I've led a fantasy life with this man for almost 2 years. I want this man.
Please don't live a fantasy, because you could have got his number or something. You might as well just move on at this point.
No, I walked away from him. I even touched my chin. Like, I just said, I can't. I can't. And he was just looked at me. He was so stunned. And I ended up walking away saying, I can't. I can't. And I could, all I could see in my mind was a blank blackboard. There were no words. There were no words. I couldn't come up with any words. And I thought, God, please, let me say something. Please, let me say something. And, I mean, I signed up at these stupid sites, and my therapist said, well, why do you keep signing up at these sites? I said, Chase, I hope he's there. I'm trying to find this man. I'm looking for him.
No, you might have, just keep it moving at this point. Find someone else. You will find someone else.
No, I don't want someone else. I really don't. I really do not want someone else. I just really don't. I'm hoping God will put us together again. I honest to God want God to put us together again.
I mean, you may want that, but that's like a needle in a haystack. You might as well.
I know, but I've never felt what I felt with him ever in my life. It was so magnificent, so wonderful. It was heaven. I mean, it was heaven.
Well,
I
pray that you
him.
Find another good man like that.
Oh, no. I know it felt as good for him as it was for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know he felt it the same way I felt it. I want that man. I want that man. I know we would be perfect together. I know we would.
Sometimes it just don't work out that way. So, wait.
I know, and it keeps coming back to me a little bit. Be careful what you wish for.
Yes, because you never know. He could be crazy or anything.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you didn't get a chance to actually meet and talk with him, so you don't know. You just going off physical appearance, like.
No. It wasn't. I'll tell you. He is gorgeous. He is really gorgeous. But you know, there's white in his background, because he had his thin lips. He is gorgeous. He's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
His physical appearance is good. His physical appearance is good. I'll give you that. But it wasn't his physical appearance. It was the emotion.
Yeah.
It was the emotion that trapped me. But that smile. You talk about this perfectly black man mm-hmm. and this perfectly white smile. Mm-hmm. And what? Whoa, bingo.
Okay, but
show you a picture of this guy, you'd go bingo too.
I believe you, because how you describe him sound like he's a nice looking guy.
Oh yes, he is.
But I do.
It was the emotion. And the emotion is that, I have never felt that with any man in my life, and that's the man I want to spend my life with. Never mind. Back to the thing.
Yes, because these calls are recorded. I don't want them in your business.
Well, they're in my business now. I forgot about the recording part.
Yes. So.
And it's in the archives. Hello?
No, what if he works here? I'm just kidding.
No,
he knows now.
That would be nice if he knows. If he knows, then come and get me.
I'm telling you, yes. But I enjoyed talking with you today. And I do want to thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a great day.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a number that I can get back on that? No, you don't.
That's why I was asking, did you have the website so you can go back and order? Give me one second.
I kind of have to search for it. Do you have a number that I can get to the website?
Let's see. Give me one second. I'm going to get that web address for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just checking in with you. I just emailed my supervisor to see what exactly is that website address for that space heater. So just bear
uh-huh.
with me one second, okay?
Okay.
Just checking back in with you, letting you know that I'm still waiting, okay?
Nope. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So that web address is www.trulyessentialsgoods.com.
Okay. Okay. So that should get me right to it then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. And I just want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Protect yourself.
Likewise.
Yeah, because you're a good person, and you, and I had fun with you.
Me too. It was nice talking to you.
And I appreciate your support.
You go find your man.
Absolutely. Thank you for your support.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.